News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, we all exhaled pretty loudly at around, what was it, around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, because it went pretty well in the White House between Donald Trump and Micheál Martin. Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States. How do you think the Taoiseach did?
Well, I think it went very well in all. I mean, I've always found that at this time of year, a sort of a green mist descends on Washington, D.C., and everyone becomes happy and clappy. And, you know, on both sides of the aisle, they rally round to celebrate the connection with Ireland. Now, there were fears that that might not be the case this year because of the, you know, the nature of the Trump presidency and the sort of fairly abrasive tone that's been struck, certainly in the meeting with President Zelensky. But in fact, yesterday was pretty much a normal St. Patrick's Day visit by the Taoiseach, similar to ones that I experienced over the years going back. So given the fears that we had, the apprehensions that were genuine and justified, I think the outcome was really very positive.
Yeah. What do you make of the criticism from the opposition, you know, along the lines of the Taoiseach was a bit obsequious, should have taken a stronger line on Gaza? What do you make of those arguments?
All very well to say those things, but Donald Trump's a big personality. You're on his home turf in the Oval Office. He's a performance politician. He likes to talk. Not everything he says would stand up to fact checking, but very difficult for someone going in there to challenge him without having everything descend into a knockdown row, which would not be in the interest of the Taoiseach or of Ireland.
Just lastly on this, Dan, it was toe-curlingly excruciating, wasn't it? Even though it went well, and we're all relieved it went well, I found myself, I think I crossed my legs about 50 times during the whole thing. I found it really hard to watch Trump in action.
Well, look, I always say, you know, we don't decide the playing field that we play our foreign policy on. We have to accept the field that's there. This is a difficult field. It's not as predictable as it would have been in the past. There were real dangers that Donald Trump could have targeted Ireland in some way and really had a go at it. He seemed almost reluctant to criticise us for what he sees as a sort of a negative thing, the fact that we have a trade surplus with the United States. But he seemed reluctant to even go down that road. You know, it's the kind of thing, I like you so much, I don't really want to criticise you, but, you know, I have a few problems with you.
Yeah.
So I think given what might have happened, I mean, you might have had Trump having a real go at Ireland, going into the trade deficit in great detail, you know, making kind of, you know, angry remarks about what he's going to do, to target Ireland. Instead, you know, he largely gave us a pass and kind of tended to, you know, deflect, responsibility onto the European Union. And that's a good thing for us because the EU is much better able to defend our interests than we are, yeah?
Dan, stay with us because I want to come back to you in a moment, but I want to bring in John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. John, one thing Trump did say, he talked about the pharmaceutical industry and the US pharmaceutical industry, you know, established in Ireland. How worried should we be about those comments, do you think?
Well, the fact that he's aware of it is worrisome. The way he put it was he would have stopped at setting up here. He didn't say he was going to wipe it out, which he couldn't. So you could view it, it will be caught up probably in tariffs on the EU, which she'll announce from the 1st of April, and it remains to be seen, and that will have an impact. But he seemed to acknowledge that he can't turn that around immediately, because if tariffs are put on pharmaceuticals, you can't suddenly just shift instant overnight to make them in the US. So the US government and US health consumers will end up paying the tariffs for a year or two until they start producing in the US. In the long run, it depends on what the EU does. If the EU imposes symmetric tariffs on pharmaceuticals coming from the US, it will mean that Ireland will produce for the rest of the world some of the drugs that we're currently producing for all of the world. And for the US, they'll be produced in the US. It wouldn't be catastrophic. It would be difficult and obviously very inefficient from a world point of view. The dog that didn't bark yesterday was the tax system. In the US, if they were sensible, would set up a corporation tax system like in most other countries, in Ireland or Britain or France or Germany, in which case we would lose an awful lot of our corporation tax revenue. And that would be a huge hit for Ireland. He never even mentioned that, which was a relief.
Okay, so look, I mean, analysing Trump is a bit like nailing jelly to the wall. It's virtually impossible. But your best guess, John, as to how things are going to pan out in relation to the tariffs, in relation to the farm industry, in relation to our trade surplus with the US and taxation, what's your best guess?
He'll impose tariffs, and it's between the EU, who will defend us because it's an imposition on the EU, and the EU will take action to try and bring the US to a sensible resolution. It'll play out over quite some time.
And the pain for Ireland?
The pain will be probably not initially. The pain, there'll be a bit of pain for Ireland. And I think we will also lose because it's going to be bad for the EU. It's going to be bad for the world economy. And that is going to add to their specific Irish costs, but it's going to affect the rest of the world. And we're all going to, it's a lose-lose situation.
Okay, okay. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity, thank you for talking to us. Dan, just to bring you back in for a final word, do you go along with John's assessment?
Yes, I do. I mean, look, there are going to be tariffs on the EU, but looking at the form that we saw with Mexico and Canada, they'll be imposed, they'll be increased, they'll be dropped, and then there'll be negotiations. And I'd be pretty confident that the European Commission has a package of concessions it can make to Donald Trump, which will enable him to go out and say, this is a great trade deal, only I could have negotiated this, everything's fine now. So I think the tariff thing will be a problem, but I think it will be resolved ultimately in the coming months, I would say. On the investment issue, it's not that easy to get companies to disinvest. You know, those companies are based in Ireland, they have huge plant here, you know, they're making huge profit here, and, you know, I think they will want to stay, and I think they will stay.
Okay, Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.